Sheffield Wednesday are, of course, under the ownership of Davon Chancery, and he looks to take them into the Premiership by 2017. He has today appointed two new people to a three-pronged attack, if you will, a three-man sporting committee at Hillsborough. And this committee includes the head coach, Stuart Gray, but also includes former Hull City chairman, Adam Pearson, and, of course, Glenn Roeder as well, back in the game. Naz Premji on the line right now to talk about this. Naz, what news coming out of Hillsborough this morning?
Yeah, I think it's taken a fair number of fans by surprise, but what you can see from the two appointments, John, are the fact that the chairman is very serious about what he wants to do. And he himself has admitted his knowledge of English football isn't so good, so he's going to bring in people that have got the knowledge, and I think this is a very, very progressive way of thinking. The only other club that had some kind of a committee, if you remember, was Nottingham Forest, but that committee decided all the transfers without the influence of the head coach or the manager at that time. I think it was Billy Davis. So it's very different to that, because on this occasion, the head coach, Stuart Gray, will have the final say.
I think that's the big thing with this, because normally these committees, and we've seen these kind of things at clubs all over the country, they just don't work, do they? And it's mostly because they've not got the manager or head coach as a part of it, because they feel kind of ostracised in a way. They're not really a part of this whole situation. But now, Stuart Gray is part of it. So can you see this working with Sheffield Wednesday?
I think I can. And if it was any other two gentlemen, I don't think it would. But the fact that it's Adam Pearson, who I've got a lot of time for as a football executive, this is a guy that was on the board at Leeds. This is a guy that took or helped take Hull City into the Premier League. He was part of that sort of process there. I've got a lot of time for him. He was also at Derby, if I remember rightly, and helped sort of steer them in the right direction. This is a guy with a vast amount of experience. If you're going to ask me about a football executive, Milan Mandarić aside, I think Adam Pearson is probably the next best. You know, he's in the sort of Peter Kenyon category of executives that you can have, or even a David Gill. That's the kind of mould I think Adam Pearson is. And off the field stuff and all the sort of negotiations in terms of making sure the best deal happens for Wednesday, I think he is perfect for that. And in terms of Glenn Roeder, I think Glenn Roeder is a very well-respected coach. He had a spell as a manager of West Ham. He also had a spell, if I'm not mistaken, in charge of Norwich and at Newcastle. Varying degrees of success. But it's good that there's three of them. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be a consensus. It's not going to be one person. How many football clubs do you know where, I'm trying to give you an example. Liverpool, for instance, Brendan Rodgers, he's been accused of spending £200 million and it's all gone down the you-know-what in that respect. You know, with this, you have a little bit of responsibility being taken, and it's not down to one person. You're not just going to blame the manager. You've got three people there that actually do care about the club. I think have realised that the chairman is very, very serious about getting us back in the Premier League, and hopefully for that 150th anniversary by 2017, it might be even quicker. There's no time limit on this, John, and that's the thing I like. I like the progressiveness of our chairman and our owner. He's got a plan. He's put the wheels in motion, and this needs to happen now so the three-prong committee can go off in the summer and get the players in and hopefully have an assault on the championship promotion next season.
Yeah, it seems to be a really sort of forward-thinking movement from Davon Chancery. And, you know, bringing in someone like Glenn Roeder, who, you know what, I don't think anybody in the world of football has got a bad word to say about him. He's one of those kind of brilliant people who knows the game, and he's such a great guy. I think he's a perfect person to get involved with this. Adam Pearson, he's been around the game, he's been at Leeds United, he's been elsewhere as well. He's done so much across all the leagues, and he's seen teams grow, such as Hull City as well, and seen them get into the Premier League. So he knows his way around these leagues, and he knows what he's doing. So it'll be interesting to see how Stuart Gray feels about this as well. I know the club have been saying that Stuart is a vital part of this trio here. So it's good to know that he's going to be a big part of being able to pick transfers and make sure he gets his side right.
got to remember, job Stuart Gray's done is nothing short of a minor miracle from when he took over. And the position we're in right now and the football we're playing, Glenn Roeder was at the Gold Sands on Saturday watching us, you know, come back, go a goal up, go 2-1 down, and then come back to draw 2-2, you know, promotion contenders Bournemouth. Previous to that, I was at Hillsborough where I think you and I spoke that evening as well. And they Wednesday beat Brentford. This is a club that finally, after maybe 15, 20 years of mismanagement, is being managed the right way. And there's a lot of for Wednesday fans to be positive about. I think this is a brilliant, brilliant idea. Look, it might work, it might not. But the fact that we're taking this approach, it shows that we're thinking a little bit outside the box. I think Glenn Roeder's quoted today thinking, you know, this is something that English football needs to embrace. These committees are in place at various big European clubs, and it works there. Why can't it work here? Why are we giving one person the full responsibility? And then that person gets absolute pelters if he picks a dud. This way, there's three people to blame.
Yeah, and everyone can put their hands up then, can't they? And, you know, all right, we all hold our hands up. We all made this decision. It's our fault, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, and you're not going to get every transfer, right? Because no manager in the world has.
Even yeah, who does?
In the world. You know, you look back at Sir Alex Ferguson's reign at Man United. He had ridiculous. He had some right duds that he bought in. I'm not even going to mention. I mean, the goalkeeping situation after Schmeichel was a mess, wasn't it, really? So it happens, but at least we're thinking a little bit differently. And we're taking steps. I think this is a really, really exciting time to be a Sheffield Wednesday fan.
Without a doubt, things looking up for the Owls at the moment and at the weekend. What do you reckon is the result of the weekend?
Oh, it's just a small matter of Leeds United coming to town, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah, you've got Leeds United this weekend. Hear it live on Radio Yorkshire.
I will happily take a repeat of last season's Hillsborough result, which was, if I remember rightly, John, was it 6-0? I think it was.
Yeah,
6-0. So I'd happily take a repeat of that, but I'm not going to be too greedy. I'll just say 3-0 Wednesday.
That'll do for you, right? So coming off the back of a 2-2 draw with Bournemouth this week, Naz Premji, having a little look at what is going on behind the scenes at Sheffield Wednesday right now. Naz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, John.